Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Big press conference this afternoon talking about consolidation of schools and what that might mean for the state. There was some considerable consolidation about 30 years ago, and then that looks like there needs to be an awful lot more, and some states are ahead of the curve in that regard. I'd like to welcome in Tom Watkins, former state superintendent of schools. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Jack. How are you doing today?
Oh, just fine. When we talk about consolidation of schools and other structural changes, we're talking to the right guy. I am looking at a report that you submitted to the governor, the legislature, and the State Board of Education. Did you have a Ouija board or what? You look like a prophet here with some of this stuff.
Well, I did lay out in 2004 that we need to kind of do the new three R's rather than reading, writing, arithmetic, that we need to reform, restructure, and reinvent education. And I looked at it at that time and could see into the future. Now, I didn't predict the 2008 economic worldwide meltdown, but I could see that the way that we were spending on health care and pensions and the 550 school districts eating up a lot of dollars that could and should be going to the classroom, that our public education system was not going to be sustainable in the future unless we took bold action. 6 years later, we still need bold action.
Do we need a reduction to the level of maybe one district per county? How would we do this and get it so that it really made a difference financially and structurally for the benefit of students?
I think that we need to take a look at what makes sense and what options are available. This report, written by Dave Murray, the Grand Rapids reporter, and his colleagues at Booth Papers across the state, I mean, they pointed out in today's Grand Rapids Press, they compared, I think it's Lee County, Florida, to Kent County, and they had about two-thirds more administrators making over $100,000 a year than they had in Kent County for almost identical number of students. Looking at a countywide system would be one way, but there's others that we can do. There's poster childs down, I think it's in St. Clair County, the Lakeshore School District. There's three school districts in a one-mile square area, an urban environment, with less than 1,000 children in each of the schools. That's a whole lot of resources that get absorbed on the administrative side of the ledger and not on the core business, and that is teaching and learning. There's reasons here in southeastern Michigan. Northville and Novi School District could not be any more similar in terms of demographics, about 5,000 students each district. The question is, are there ways where they could be merged administratively? You can still keep your Bulldogs and your Mustangs, but are there ways that you could eliminate some of that overhead at the top level and redirect those resources to things that will add value and make a difference in making our children competitive for the global economy they're going to face?
Tom, I remember when I chaired a panel discussion for the Economic Club of Lansing, and it involved the mayors, Virg Bernero of Lansing, Vic Loomis of East Lansing, and all the township supervisors as well. And the idea of consolidation came up. In fact, Virg Bernero put this idea forward and surprised a lot of people with his commitment to this. But for some reason, it doesn't happen. And a lot of people are still holding to this old notion that we need as much local control as humanly possible for schools, and we want to control what happens in our own neighborhoods.
Well, they've lost in local control. I mean, it's a bit of a misnomer nowadays since Proposal A in 1994 when the state took over the funding of schools. Now, most of the dollars come from the state level. You're dancing to the state's tune as it stands right now. So to suggest somehow or another that you have that local control. The other is that, you know, that was then, this is now. Public education is absorbing a lot of resources. And in the next few years, while I pointed out in 2004 we were going to have some problems, the next few years are not going to be easy as well. And so, you know, there's that old saying, when you show people death, perhaps they'll take serious injury. The next few years, there's not going to be new money for schools. And so you're going to have to ask yourself, what is the best thing to do? Is it better that we have 550 small individual school districts absorbing all those resources, or and not putting money where it's going to make a difference in teaching and learning? Do we keep what we have, or do we try to find something new to really put those dollars to work for us?
You say to continue along the current path is pure insanity, or pure Michigan, if you want to use that term. Do you think that eventually people are going to come to this realization, or will people hold on to the end, to the last breath with this idea?
Well, it's going to take leadership. I mean, what do they say, that saying, Jack, that the crisis is a terrible thing to waste? Well, we have a crisis and have had a crisis here in the state of Michigan. We're running out of resources. We have to continually to look and ask ourselves, is this the best way to use limited dollars? To put it in a different way, if I put the brightest people that we could find in the room and said that we found this place called Michigan and we had $13 billion at our disposal to educate 1.7 million children, would any rational, reasonable person create the system that we currently have? And I think that we know, other than if you're benefiting from the system and keeping the status quo, I think everyone can come to the conclusion what we have isn't rational, it isn't sensible, and it isn't sustainable given the resources that we're going to have in Michigan. So whether we like it or not, we're going to have to think and do things differently. I don't think there's a prescription. We ought to get people in a room and say, how do we use those dollars in a way that will truly, truly be about investing in teaching, learning, and children, and not in investing in power, control, politics, and adults?
All right. We saw the decline, some would say demise, of the American automobile industry. But through that, it looks as if some changes have led to some hell, certainly for Ford. It looks like General Motors and Chrysler are in much better situation than they were. What can we learn from the auto industry that we can apply to K-12 education?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is you have to get to a solid foundation. And I think what the auto industries did is they didn't try to rebuild themselves on a foundation built in the clouds. You come to the realization that the world has changed. What we once had is now gone. This is our new reality. And the new reality is we're going to have less resources available to put into public education, higher education, community colleges, and the like. So how do we maximize those resources? That's what the auto industry did. They set back, they restructured, they reformed, and they reinvented themselves. And look at it. Gosh, a little bit more than a year later, it looks like there's light at the end of the tunnel. And for the auto industry, it doesn't look like it's a train coming right at them. I think for our local units of government and our school districts, unless we change, there's a train heading right our way.
Tom Watkins, former state superintendent of schools and director of mental health and many, many other positions around the state. Tom, tell people how they can get a copy of this report or access it online. I know it's 6 years old, but it's certainly worth reading.
Well, the report is oftentimes attached to these articles that are coming out of MLIVE, mm-hmm. or your readers are more than welcome to email me, and that's at tdwatkins@aol.com, and I'd be happy to forward a copy to them. It's worth reading, and it's worth asking our policymakers what's taking so long.
Hey, Tom, let's make a suggestion?
Yes.
Why don't you just post that as a permanent link at Dome Magazine?
I can make that suggestion to Tom, and then people could pick it up at Dome Magazine. .com.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Tom. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Right.
We'll be back, and we're going to talk with Ken Glickman of Gilbert Tweed Associates. Our weekly segment on employment, Get a Job, and we'll tell you how to do that, how to get one, and how to keep one. Coming up next on Ebling and You.